بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله الكريم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. وقال تعالى: إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها، وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, and dear listeners in Islam, part of our iman and part of our faith that we have, it is just natural that we will be concerned about the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The different tribulations, the different trials, the ongoing sufferings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally, in different parts of the world. Just like one scholar said so beautifully, he said it so beautifully that if the mountains had eyes to see what was happening, if the mountains had eyes to see what was happening, even the mountains would have cried. Such a pitiable condition, such a state of affairs of the Muslim Ummah that has reached. And if one is not watchful, if one is not careful, then beloved brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, sometimes despondency can creep in. As the ummah, we can become despondent. And that is a ploy from shaitan, that the ummah becomes despondent and they feel that the ummah will never gain its glory once again. And different theories are looked around in the world. But the reality is, as Muslims, we have the guideline of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have with us the miracle of the Quran that will be our guide until the last day. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Nothing leaves the control of Allah. إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Every kind of power and might is in the hand of Allah. Hukumiyat, hakimiyat belongs to Allah. Samadiyat and jabariyat belongs to Allah. All the qualities of power and rulership and sovereignty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give glory once again to the believers. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. This is the sunnah of Allah. This is the system of Allah. But the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to come back to Allah. We have to come back to Allah. And we have to create the relationship once again with Allah. You see, in the Quran, Allah mentions the incident of Fir'aun with the Bani Israel dispersed in different paras of the Quran. In many, many ajza of the Quran, some mufassirin mention close to 27 juz of the Quran, there is some mention about Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. Why? Why? Because this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will follow the Bani Israel. حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. The hadith teaches us, حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ حَتَّى إِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَتَى أُمَّهُ عَلَانِيَةً لَكَانَ فِي أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَسْنَعُ ذَلِكَ. The exact same way that Fir'aun did the atrocities upon the Bani Israel and the massacre of so many children that took place and the enslavement of women, this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will follow exactly in the same footsteps. The hadith teaches us, حَتَّى إِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَتَى أُمَّهُ عَلَانِيَةً. So much so, there will be such similarities between the actions of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Bani Israel that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if a person in Bani Israel committed incest with his mother, there will be people in this ummah that will commit incest with their mothers. So close the similarity will be. But what was the solution that Allah sent to Bani Israel? What was the solution, beloved brothers? What Quran says when Musa alayhi salam came to them to stop the atrocities, to stop the problems that are taking place? اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. There was two things that were the fundamental elevation and taking us out of our problem will be two things. Strengthen your relationship with Allah. Strengthen your relationship with Allah. Connect ourselves back unto Allah. This heart can never have two fears. This heart can never have two trust. This heart can never have two dependence. It is only one dependent, and that we depend on Allah. There's only one trust, and that is the trust on Allah. There's only one fear in this heart, and that is the fear of Allah. There's only one hope in this heart. There can never be two hopes in this heart, and that is the hope in Allah. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. And establish salah. Come to the masjid. Come to the masjid and establish salah. This is the place where the muaddin is calling out 5 times a day to every believer. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, come to salah. Hayya ala al falah, come to success. If we want our problems to be resolved, every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the call is made that he should come and perform salah in the masjid. Make the masjid abad. Make the masjid abad. Make the masjid alive with the a'mal of deen. At every given time in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the golden era of nubuwa, there were people that were involved in the a'mal. The nur of that a'mal that was in the masjid called unto the guidance of the whole of mankind. That people from far outlying areas came. When they came into the vicinity of the masjid, the nur that was in the masjid, the masjid is not the carpets of the masjid. The masjid is not the chandeliers and the walls and the beautiful bathrooms and how much space we got. A masjid is an a'mal. And who has to do that a'mal? The people that come to the masjid. This is the need of the time. So much so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given emphasis in the hadith. So much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was a rahmatul lil alameen, he was a mercy to the entire mankind. He was not even ready to curse his own enemies. Yet that Nabi of Allah, he said, I want the young boys to collect wood. I want the young boys to collect wood. And I want to go to the homes of those people that perform their salat in their homes. And I want to burn those homes. Why? Because the ummah was called to the masjid. To perform every salah in the masjid. To become a person that is a pillar of the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a mercy to mankind. His call was that every person should come to the masjid. This is the place of protection. This is the place of protection of our iman. This is the place of protection of our children's iman. And Allah proved the masjid that Allah protects it by himself. When Ababil, those birds came down. When Abraha came with his army. In Surah Fil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it. This is the house of Allah. This is the house of Allah. Allah protected it and Allah proved to mankind Protection is in the house of Allah. Allah is the one that will protect it. Allah in different means and different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect it. Today at the time of Jummah Salah, the masjid is full. The masjid is full. You tell a brother, are you going to come next week for Jummah Salah? Say, obviously. What are you speaking about? Definitely I'll be here for next week Jummah Salah. And then just softly ask him, are you going to come for Asr Salah today? He say, inshallah. Make dua. Things are difficult. The same Muslim. Every Muslim, my beloved brothers. The command to every Muslim is that we have to come to the masjid. We have to come to the masjid. We have to perform our salah in the masjid. We have to come and make the masjid abad wa a'mal. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. The people that come to the masjid, it is actually a sign of their iman in Allah in the last day. They come to the masjid. The masjid is to establish salah, to establish the remembrance of Allah, to establish the amal of deen. This is the objective of the masjid in bidayah wa nihayah. There is a beautiful narration. Allama Ibn Kathir has made mention of the narration in his Bidayah wa Nihayah. He mentioned about the Banu Sulaym tribe. It was a tribe of the Banu Sulaym. And there was the leader of the tribe. His name was Mirdas. And Mirdas had one son whose name was Abbas. So the leader of the tribe, which was the general custom of the people, when the leader would die, then his son would become the leader of the tribe. So his father died, Mirdas died, and the son Abbas became the leader of the tribe. And the father always taught the son, we have one place that we worship, it was called the Ma'bad, the place of worship. And in the place of worship they had one idol. This idol's name was Dhimad. They had a special idol. And this idol's name was Dhimad. So the father Mirdas, he always taught his son, whenever there is any difficulty, any problem, you go to our place of worship and you beg our idol Dhimad, he will assist you with anything you have. So the father passed away, and this was the teaching to the son, that he should go to the place of worship. And the son was in the field while they were doing whatever he was doing. And the son says, I seen a shadowish kind thing coming to me, an apparition that came to me. And this apparition started, was dressed in white, and the apparition started saying certain things in a metaphorical way. The shadow or shape kind of thing. And as he was speaking to me in a metaphorical way, speaking about the highness of the sky and the lowness of the earth, and the horses running in the desert sands, I became very scared and I came back to our house. When I came to the house, I remembered my father told me, if I have any problem, go to Dhimad in the Ma'bad. So I went to Dhimad and I took some gifts for him, for the idol. And I presented the gifts and I started worshipping the idol, and what we would say, make sajda, and started praising the idol. And as I held the leg or the feet of the idol, a sound started coming out from the inside of his stomach. And the sound was words of poetry. Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned the incident in his Bidayah wa Nihayah. And the idol started saying words, كُلِّ الْقَبَائِرِ مِنْ سُلَيْمٍ كُلِّهَا هَلَكَ الضِّمَادِ هَلَكَ الضِّمَادِ وَفَازَ أَهْلُ الْمَسْجِدِ. The idol started saying, from the stomach of the idol a sound came out. Listen carefully, brothers, with the ears of Iman, when the true effort of Haqq takes place, then from the systems of Batil, from the stomachs of the idols, the sounds came out to say, قُلْ لِلْقَبَائِلِ مِنْ سُلَيْمٍ كُلِّهَا. Tell the entire tribe of Sulaym, they were from the Banu Sulaym, هَلَكَ الضِّمَادِ, that the time of Dhimad is over. وَفَازَ أَهْلُ الْمَسْجِدِ. Now it is the time for every person to join his relationship with the masjid. And Abbas comes, Allama Ibn Kathir states, on this listening, he finds out what has happened. And he finds out that the Nabi of Allah is in Medina Munawwara. He comes with a group and a jamaat of 300 riders on horseback, and all of them accept Islam. This is when the masjid is abad. When the masjid has the nur of a'mal, the amal of da'wat, ta'aleem and ta'allum, dhikr and ibadah and khidmah that are taking place in the masjid, Allah sends the nur up, which becomes a means of hidayat. The masjid does not belong to anybody. The masjid does not belong to anybody. You see, Harun al-Rashid, he was a great ruler of his time. He ruled over 3 continents. Once he was very upset with his wife. At night, as the king of the ruler of three continents, he had a fight with his wife. So he told his wife, if you're not out of the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid by the time Fajr sets in, you are divorced. And he knew his kingdom was very vast. He said to his wife, if you are not out of the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid by Fajr, then you are divorced. Even today, divorce has become a very easy thing. People get married, and few months later, you have divorce. One person gave his wife, very upset with his wife, very upset. So boom, boom, boom. 3 divorces one time. So he went to the Mufti Sahib. He said, I was very upset. I'm looking for a fatwa to make 3 into 1 and 1 into 3. And he starts becoming like a Christian or Trinity. So the Mufti Sahib said, no, it's finished. So he went Mufti shopping. Needed a Mufti to give him his answer because it's not suiting my needs. So he went to find 1 grand Mufti. He gave him 1 grand. And he gives you the fatwa. Just 1 grand. You get the fatwa. So he asked the Grand Mufti, I need some advice. So the Grand Mufti told him, no talaq took place. So he said, oh, that's nice. Not even one. He said, yeah, not even one. Can you say the words for me? So he said, yeah, I said talaq. So he said, yeah, not even one took place. Because actually talaq is with a qaf. With a big calf. So you said it with a calf, with a small calf. You know, not with a big calf. So the talaq never even took place. So he went to tell the other Mufti. The other Mufti told him, your nikah also never took place. Because when you said Pabiltua, you never said Pabiltua with a big calf, you said with a small calf. So by the way, Harun al-Rashid told his wife this. So his wife was in a problem, because if by the time of Fajr she's not out of the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid, the divorce will take place. So he called for one of the muftis of the time, who was the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. His name was Abu Yusuf, a great sheikh of the time. And actually he was not very well known before this incident took place. This incident actually took him to the stage where he became very famous amongst the people. He was a studious student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. So the fatwa came to him. Abu Yusuf told Harun al-Rashid, tell your wife to spend the night in the masjid. Tell your wife to spend the night in the masjid. So the other Mufti said, where you got the fatwa from? So he said, the verse of the Quran states, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masjid belongs to Allah. The masjid belongs to Allah. The masjid does not belong to anybody. And the person that comes to the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully, Buyuti fil ardi al masajid. My houses on the earth are the masajid. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Those that make the masjid abad, they do actions in the masjid. They keep the masjid alive with a'mal. Then they are my guests. They are whose guests? They are the guest of Allah. They are the guest of Allah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَطُوبَى لِمَن تَطَهَّرَ فِي بَيْتِهِ. Glad tidings for the one that makes wudu at home. Then he did not say, in Arabic you will say, ثُمَّ أَتَى إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ مَشَى إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. And then he comes to the masjid. And then he walks to the masjid. No. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that Allah says, ثُمَّ زَارَنِي. He makes wudu at home. And then he comes to visit me. Allah is saying. Allah is saying. He makes wudu at home. And he comes to the masjid. He's not coming to the masjid. He's coming to visit me. He's coming to visit Allah. فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَن يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. It is the haqq of the one that is the host. It is the haqq. Allah has no haqq on him. Allah has no haqq on his slaves. There is no haqq, and we cannot say it is the right of Allah. There is no rights on Allah. Allah can do as he wants, when he wants, how he wants, to whom he wants. But Allah says this person is making wudu in his house, coming to the masjid to perform salah. He is visiting me. He is my guest. فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَن يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. How can you even translate these words? Unique. Unique. فَحَقٌ It is the haqq of the mazur, of the one that is the guest. أَن يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. That is the right. Allah is saying, I am the one that will entertain him. I will make his mihman nawazi. I will take care of him and look after him. My respected brothers, from amongst the seven people that will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, on the seven people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah, will be one person whose heart all the time yearns to be in the masjid. All the time. He has the desire that at every moment I want to be in the masjid. Like a fish that is in water. Like a fish. He feels so comfortable in the masjid. He feels so at peace in the masjid. The minute he's out of the masjid, it's like a fish that is out of water. He doesn't know in which direction to go. And the desire is again in him that I want to come back to the masjid. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, the scholars state, he stayed in Quba, some scholars say for 3 days or for 5 days. And some scholars even state that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in Quba for 15 days, for 14 or 15 days. But the objective of staying in Quba was to establish a masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established a masjid. And then surprisingly, he came to Medina. And the people of Medina welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was on his camel, and he let his camel walk to say wherever the camel will stop, he will be the guest at that house. And the camel went, and it stopped, and it carried on walking, and it came to one land where the camel sat down. And the camel stood up after that and carried on walking and went to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari. But the place where the camel sat, was the land of the two orphans. And that was the land Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately purchased and stated the camel sat there because this was the place we are going to make as the masjid. So before he built his own house, before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam built his own house, he built a masjid. Because this is the place where a person's iman will be revered, a person's iman will be maintained, a person's iman will be elevated. Before he took care of his own house, he built a masjid and he said, مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever will build a masjid for Allah on this earth, Allah will build for him a masjid in Jannah, a house in Jannah. Allah will build for him a house. The men also were ready to participate. The ladies also were ready to participate. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the men will build in the day and the ladies will come at night. A simple structure. Very, very simple structure. But the essence that we want to mention is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the first effort to build a masjid, because this is where the nurturing of iman will take place. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lil masjidi awtadan." There are some people, they are the pegs of the masjid. They are the pegs. You know, you go to some Arab countries and you see like this elderly person, every salah, half an hour before the salah, they sit there. They have some like place to take rest at the back, and they sit there for hours in the masjid performing salah and Quran and ibadah in the masjid. This is the need of the hour in this country. This is the need to make the masjid of people that are connected to the masjid, that are pegs in the masjid. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum." The malaika sit in their company. If you understand Arabic, it actually supposed to be hum julasa'ul malaika. They sit in the company, because the masjid has angels all the time. It is actually, we are sitting in the company of the angels. But Rasulullah changed it around. He said, this man is so pious, the angels sit with him. He's so pious, the angels sit with him. In غَابُوا iftaqaduhum. If he does not come to the masjid for one day, the angels go around to find out why he did not come to the masjid. وَإِن مَرِضُوا عَادُوهُمْ. If this person becomes sick, the angels go and make his iyadah, and they go and sit by him because he is sick. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala was very sick. Rasulullah s.a.w. comes to the house. He comes to the house. The room was empty. Rasulullah s.a.w. walks on his tiptoes. On his tiptoes. And shrinking his body in. Until he comes to Sa'ad bin Mu'adh. And he says, how are you doing? How's your health? Sahaba say, there's no one in the room. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sa'ad bin Mu'adh was a person of the masjid. When he is sick at home, the entire room is full of angels. There's no space for me to walk here. وَإِن كَانُوا فِي حَاجَةٍ أَعَانُوهُمْ. Those that are the people of the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when they have any need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divinely assist them to fulfill that need. Just one more hadith about the virtue of the masjid. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah has made mention of the narration. Anas radiallahu ta'ala is the reporter of the hadith, that he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni la hammu bi ahli al-ardi adaban. Allah says, sometimes I see the actions of this mankind coming up to me, and they are so disgusting and so evil. I make the intention that I want to destroy the whole mankind. Allah says, Inni la hammu bi ahli al-ardi adaban. Fa'idha nadartu ila ummari buyuti. Then Allah says, I just look at my houses. I look at my houses on the earth, and I see if there are people that are worshipping me in those houses. I take a glance at the world. I see the actions coming up are pathetic. These human beings are just worth to be destroyed. But when I look at the masjid is full. The masjid has people that are worshipping Allah. That's the first quality I see. Then وَالْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ. I see there's mutual love amongst the Muslims. There's no hatred. Mutual love amongst the people. And the third quality, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. And at night there is a group of people that are standing up and worshipping Allah. صَرَّفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنْهُمْ. The narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, when I see these three qualities taking place, the masjid is full of people worshipping me, and there is mutual love amongst the Muslims, and there are a group of people at night who stand up in tahajjud salah, I move the adab away from that nation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.